I want to talk about the energy of money. And I grew up in a different world, one that probably half of you grew up in. Anybody here grew up with nothing, poor? I grew up with a single mom who raised six kids, packed my dinner in a paper bag, was a second grade teacher, and then filled up turnstiles at convenience stores just so we could eat. And I saw money differently, not as an energy that transforms itself into good deeds. Aligned with my mission, I was more concerned about commissions when it came to money. I grew up in a world of not enough money, so the only time I wasn't happy was simply when there wasn't enough money, which was all the time, because I'd catch my mom crying when anything broke, because we were broke. My mom was so generous. I remember we were on food stamps in Akron, Ohio, and we barely had enough for food, and she still grabbed some pencils for her second grade class because they didn't have enough money to teach those kids. And in that world of not enough, the energy of not enough, I simply wanted to make money. I thought money would buy me love and happiness, and I thought for sure if I focused in on making money, I certainly would be happy. And so I worked really hard and learned to enjoy what I didn't like or didn't love. I learned to enjoy what other people didn't like or love, which I think are key aspects of how we make money, because 98% of the people won't learn to love what they don't like or love, or other people don't like or love, and they wonder why they're not where they want to be or better. I learned to do that, and all for one purpose, to buy my mom a house. I wanted to take away all financial insecurity from my family. I wanted to be rich so I could take care of my mother. And I worked in that world of victimization where everything was happening to me, learning to enjoy what I didn't love or like. And I remember sitting on my bed during the recession in law school in 1992, thinking to myself and praying to God, if you just would let me make enough money to buy my mom a house and pay off my law loans, I will shovel shit with my hands 6 days a week, 12 hours a day in gratitude. That's the perspective I had about making money. And lo and behold, when I was graduating law school, I got two job offers. One, to be an oil and gas litigator, paid $150,000 a year plus bonus in 1992. That wasn't bad. But I also got offered a job to sell legal research on this new thing called the internet in 1992. And despite my mom telling me the internet was a fad, despite Justice Scalia, who was a Supreme Court justice at the time, telling me nobody would ever do research on a computer, you needed books, I decided that just because somebody loves me and cares about me doesn't mean they give me good advice. I call it the ultimate ignorant arrogance, now that I'm a father of four, that we take advice from people that are more afraid for us than they are for themselves. So they give us advice out of fear. And as much as I don't want to do that, I catch myself all the time with my own children giving advice out of ignorant arrogance because I care so much about them. I'm so afraid for them. I give them really stupid advice like you should do this and you shouldn't do that. I don't know what you should do. I can ask you questions. I can give suggestions. But I'm now ignorant and humble to know that I don't know what I don't know. And I can only do my best to ask the right questions and give the right suggestions for you to make a better decision for you. Not for what other people think, not what's missing, not what you don't have, which is a key aspect in that world of not enough, because that's what we tend to do. And then we end up in blame, shame, and justification why we're not where we want to be or better. So I ended up taking that job in sales, and 9 months out of law school, I was a millionaire, bought my mom a house and a car. 3 years later, in 1995, we sold West Publishing to Thomson Reuters for $3.4 billion. In 1995. Wasn't a lot of billionaires back then. And that changed my life. It didn't just change my life, it changed my perspective from making money to learning lessons on how to keep it. I wasn't very good at that. I've always been good. Since the day I was born, I think I was good at making money. I got out of law school, millionaire. I still, even when I lost over $100 million and went bankrupt, I was good at making money. I could make money any which way, but I had the wrong perspective because I thought that being generous and giving more than you receive was how you kept your money. Anybody here ever taught the more you give, the more you receive? I believe that. Hopefully you do too. But they didn't teach me what that really meant. And so I fell into the trap of giving away a ton of money to help people with expectations of acknowledgement, of ego, of some sort of return to the giving that I was giving. I gave to my family. I gave to my friends. I bought shit I didn't need to impress people I didn't like. That's not a way to keep your money, trust me. After being a sports agent for so many years, it still is a problem buying shit we don't need to impress people we don't like. Falling into that trap. I lived in this world of just enough for me. Everything became a trade or a negotiation. There never was enough more of more. If you want more, if you attach your emotions and your outcomes to more, there'll never be enough of more. It drives me crazy when say, Mr. Meltzer, I'm going to be so happy when blank, when I make my first million, my first 10 million, my first 100 million, I'll be so happy. What we should be saying is when I make that $100 million for the sake of empowering over a billion people, I'm going to make that $1 million for the sake of buying my mom a house. You need to replace in your vernacular, I'll be happy when with for the sake of what? Because you have the power to give meaning to everything you see. Anyone ever here read Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, How to Sell Through Life, any of Napoleon Hill? It's all about meaning, giving meaning to what we see. Not just dreaming about it, sitting high, broke, and sick on your mom's couch, dreaming about a Ferrari. If you want a Ferrari, then you need to be intentional about getting what you want, not what other people want, not what's missing, not what you don't have. Being intentional means not just thinking about it, not just saying it, but doing it, believing it, and eventually feeling it, the fifth level of intention, the highest frequency of awareness to how to live in the world of more than enough. The third world, from not just making money and keeping it, but what about growing it? What if your money accelerated, aggregated, and compounded itself? One of the reasons I love to be here at Aspire and have been here for so long is I love the abundant attitude, especially with Andy and Eddie, in giving you the capabilities to not only make a lot of money, help a lot of people and have a lot of fun, but grow your money exponentially. Detaching your emotions from an outcome, giving yourself the power, because money does not buy love or happiness, but it allows you to shop. The more money you have, the more you can shop for it. I've learned if you shop for the things for the right reasons, for the sake of the right things in your life, nothing makes you more happy. If you buy things for the wrong reason, buy shit you don't need to impress people you don't like, you're not going to be happy. Trust me. I've lived that life. I've surrounded myself with the wrong people and the wrong idea, continually making money, not keeping it, and not growing it. And then I realized that this third world that I live in right now, 18 years after I lost everything, over $100 million, talk about a basement, financially having a basement. I not only had to tell my mom, who the only reason I wanted to be rich was to buy her house, that I had lost everything, but this genius right here, I lost my mom's house. I forgot to take my name off of her title, so I had to go up to her door and say, Mom, I lost over $100 million, 33 homes in San Diego, a golf course, a ski mountain, all the things that I had worked so hard to do for the sake of you, supposedly, but congratulations, you get to move. So when I knocked on her door, she opened it and I was crying. She said, oh my gosh, are you okay? Are the kids okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Is Julie okay? That's my heavily forgiving wife. She's fine. Then what's the matter? Mom, I lost everything. I'm bankrupt. Oh, are you okay? No, Mom, I don't think you heard me. I lost everything. And unfortunately, I lost your house. You need to move. Oh, do you need some money? No, Mom, I don't think you heard me. I lost your house. You need to move. And I'm crying. And she's like, oh, no, I heard you. How can I help you? I said, Mom, I don't know why this is happening to me. Why am I being punished, Mom? I tried to do everything that I was supposed to do to help people, to have fun and make money in my life. I thought that my faith in God would help me to protect me, promote me, love, and perfect me. And this is how he serves the protection and promotion to me by taking away everything, but more importantly, taking away your house? Mom, I don't think I believe in God anymore. And I looked up to her and she smirked at me. Completely confused. And she said, son, you believe in God. You just believe in the wrong God. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. That it wasn't just the wisdom of how to make money and keep it, but there was a whole nother world that my mom lived in. Although she never had any financial gain in her life, everything was to give to everyone else with the faith that she would receive. It hit me right then that it wasn't just the wisdom, but it was the faith that would shorten the distance. It's the faith when no evidence or all the evidence is contrary to where you want to be or better, that is where God exists for me to protect, promote, love, and perfect me. Easy to see 18 years later after I made all of it back, I help more people and I have more fun than I've ever imagined. Easy. I could see people look at me, yeah, easy for you to say, bro. But it wasn't easy when it happened. And it wasn't even easy a year after it happened because it required me to consistently, persistently pursue my potential in faith, although there was no evidence or evidence was contrary that I would ever make any money back or buy my mom another house or take care of my own family. But it was faith in something bigger than me that had all the information and all the energy necessary to allow me to live in this third world. I made a decision that day that no longer would I live in the world of not enough. No longer would I be a victim. No longer would I live punished when I didn't understand or know the evidence or the outcomes that I perceived. No longer would I even live in a world of just enough for me. Everything happens for me. I'm super optimistic and positive. I'm super humanitarian. I do everything because it happens for me from God. I was going to enter a world of an infinite loop of giving. One in which we live in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone coming through me. And I'm here today to teach you not only how to make a lot of money, but also how to keep it and then most importantly, grow it. That's why I'm a part of Aspire. That's why I support these guys that stand on stage because they get something that I didn't get for so many years. Because I always believed the more I gave, the more I would receive. But I didn't do the math and I didn't do the research because if you give more than you receive back, and unfortunately the most generous, kind people we know do that, our teachers, our first responders, our United States veterans, all of these wonderful people, single moms, all moms probably, right? Give a clap, give it, right? They give more, they give their lives, they give everything they have to help other people, but they're afraid of receiving so they end up in a zero-sum game. And I see it, which is why what we learn here today changes the infinite loop to back to where it's supposed to be. No more will I give more than I receive. I will give and receive because they're one in the infinite loop of giving. So I'm here to encourage you and understand that you're going to give everything you got. Not just your money, not just putting an investment in yourself, but you're going to give your effort, your emotion, your words, your thoughts, your beliefs, your feelings, everything you got to get to where you want to be. And you're going to know divine direction with a definiteness of purpose to get there so that all detours that will occur, and they will, are divine. But most importantly, you're going to start to understand in the world of more than enough of everything, divine time. Because I believe there's 1,000 steps to get to where you want to be, no matter what the subject matter, topic, or expertise is. 1,000 steps. And here's the problem with human nature, that when you give 90% of everything you got, money, time, effort, everything, 90% of it, you're only going to be at 250 steps. Now, we don't know how long it's going to take us to get to 1,000 steps, but it's going to take 1,000 steps. So what happens in human nature if you're not living in the world of more than enough, if you're not giving more to be given more? Not receive more. So we end up quitting. Every single person you see here on stage today, from start to finish, Tim Story, Renee, David Goggins, Mr. Wonderful, Andrew, Eddie, everybody, we have one thing in common. We've all made huge mistakes. But we also have another thing in common. We don't lack commitment or faith. You will get to where you want to be making a ton of mistakes, I promise you. I promise you, you will make it there. But if you lack commitment, if you don't realize that it's going to take 90% of everything you have, time, emotion, value, energy, money, everything you have, your effort, just to get to 250 steps, it's those people, that 1% that say, you know what, I'm almost there. Because it's less than 5% to get to 500 steps, and then another less than 5% to get to 1,000 steps. That's how exponential growth works, whether it's what you do, say, think, feel, and believe. But you gotta have not only wisdom, you have to have faith. Faith that you're being protected and promoted when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where you wanna be. So we're all today gonna live in this world of more than enough because we're gonna give more to be given more. No longer will we be punished. I will see when I go bankrupt, when things don't work out like I want them to do. I'm gonna seek through gratitude and forgiveness and accountability. Where's the light, the love, and the lessons? What am I being given? What opportunities, options, touches of favor am I going to be given? What teachings am I going to be given? What lessons am I going to be given? When you weather the storm, when you weather that storm, these attacks on you, this interference on you is simply a teacher. It's a teacher, not a punisher. And the interesting thing in this world of more than enough of everything, to give more and to be given more is one thing. But I had a horrible problem. I had no problem making money, but I certainly had a problem receiving. Most people don't have a problem giving. That's because when we give, it's one of the ultimate feelings that we could have. When we're capable of giving something to someone they need, of helping someone with something they need, there's no greater joy, fulfillment, passion, or purpose that can be created than being able to help another person that is connected to and through us. This is our higher self. If this is true, then why do we deny so many people all the time that feeling? People are offering us help all the time. Oh, it's okay. I remember my mom when I was a teenager, one of the students' rich parents offered us a used car because their kid went to college and they didn't need it. And my mom said, no, it's okay. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's not okay. I want the car. No, it's okay. She cheated not only her children, obviously, or I felt cheated, but the person really cheated was the gentleman that was capable of giving us that car. And I'm sure if he saw us driving that car, like I do today, when I'm able and capable of helping other people, the feeling that she cheated him of having, simply because she did not receive more than she gave. Now, the last thing and where I like to finish up is an illustration of faith. I teach people all the time not to be a victim, live in the world of not enough, not to live in the world of just enough for me, buying shit you don't need to impress people you don't like, but live in this world of more than enough of everything for everyone. And you gotta give more, be given more, receive more. But what this event is about is to teach you one other thing that I truly didn't understand, which is ask for more. I remember sitting at a dinner with Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, and Ed Milet. And I was like, man, how do you guys ask on stage? Like, I just want to pour into people. I just want to give them all the dummy tax that I paid so they don't have to pay the dummy tax that I paid. And Tony's like, Dave, have you ever bought anything? I said, actually, man, I bought 12 cassettes from you so many years ago, put them in my trunk. I wore them till you couldn't hear your voice anymore. And he said, huh, how'd that work out for you? I think it was $1,200 for the whole kit. I said, I don't know, probably made $12 to $20 million in my life from what you taught me on those tapes. He goes, thank God I asked. Thank God I asked you because I knew I was articulating more value than I was asking for. So in essence, I was giving as well. In the infinite loop of giving, it's not good enough just to give more. It's not good enough to be given more. It's not good enough to receive more. You have to illustrate your faith that there's more than enough of everything for everyone. So you got to ask for it. So when these guys are on stage asking you to live in the world of more than enough and provide you the tools, the weapons, and empower you to do so, be ready to receive. Because here at Aspire, we give more, we're given more, we receive more, and we ask for more than more. Why? So you can give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more than more. there's no zero-sum game that we're living in. We're going to live in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone. And I promise if you do that, you will make a lot of money, you will help a lot of people, and you will have a lot of fun. And I've never met anyone in my life that makes a lot of money, helps a lot of people, and has a lot of fun that isn't happy. And on my mission of empowering over 1 billion people to be happy, that certainly will make me happy. God bless you all. We'll see you later. Thank you.